cause you don't know what you are, so you might as well quit. But baby, I got a split. You're brainwashed. You're brainwashed.
Brainwashed. Jane County there, and Brainwashed. And that just about brings us to the end of the show. Thanks a lot to everybody for coming out tonight, hanging out with us for the last hour. As always, LU Radio, we love you. Thanks for loving us back. We'll be here again next week, folks. Same time, same place. More tunes to get your week going. Take it out with a bit of Dead Boys here. This is I Don't Want to Be No Catholic Boy. See you next week.
I don't wanna be As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Message waiting, I don't know how to receive it, but I know that when I hear it, I'll be leaving. You let me know just by the way that you are, that it's real and I can feel it.
Been there before, but I don't care anymore. And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Nightcap. And, well, you might just say welcome back to me, too, after this two-week hiatus. It's nice to be back on the air, figuratively speaking, as all of these are, of course, pre-records. But it's been a busy, busy October, I guess. It's been wild. School's been just a trip of something else. And I've just emerged from maybe nine days of just hanging out in my storage unit slash office that I tried to create in my apartment, just reviewing technical papers and journal articles of the most dense, boring information to summarize and try to make it seem like it's something interesting. But I taken the past 2 days off, and it's been oh so nice to relax for a little bit. The first one you just heard was by Dead Soft. That was I Believe You, and that's off their album Baby Blue. Now, I Believe You came out on their album Big Blue, but this is, they just released everything as acoustic versions of themselves. So, you know, Baby Blue, Big Blue kind of makes sense. Kind of neat, yeah. Hey, Connor, what's going on?
Hey, I believe you that school's been quite hard. I myself couldn't imagine myself taking a master's program, so good on you for sticking out all this studying for your eventual master's degree, and all of this research will eventually culminate in more research for a master's thesis, but it's good to be prepared, right?
Well, that's just it. Like, the stuff I'm doing now makes it'll all, like, it's all working towards this end goal of putting this fancy publication together. But, like, between you, me, and all of Thunder Bay, whoever might be listening, it's as I'm going through doing this research, I realized that all in all, it just comes down to trying to save somebody money in some way or whatever, and that's what it all comes down to. But it's of interest to me, and it's all pretty cool stuff. And, like, I'm finding that, like, nowadays I'm reading these dense papers that are like 10 pages long from some guy in like Norway, and all of a sudden I kind of know what he's talking about. So, like, it's a good feeling.
It's working.
But, I've spent like the past 8 days listening to Vintage White Noise Fan, and I have not heard music. So it's just, I didn't even listen to the show last week. So it's nice to be back, guys. I'm happy. We've got a good variety plan for you today. My choices are kind of just out of left field. I found myself accidentally picking songs I played on the last show that I was on. I realized my mind might not be completely there, but we're coming up with a band I've never heard of before that I just found out today. It's a Canadian guy, goes by the name of Shotgun Jimmy. For all of you potential Shotgun Jimmy fans out there, the first for the Nightcap. This is Late Last Year on CILU 102.7.
Distracted in a winter wonderland, and I felt nostalgic and wanted to hold your hand, but I didn't know you well. cause I thought that you were pretty badass. And not in old hands, it was late last year. Signal coming in clear, and I saw you at the bar. We had a few beers, and I walked you home, and the sky was clear, and it was filled with stars like we were filled with beers. And I got distracted in a winter wonderland, and I felt nostalgic and wanted to hold your hand, but I didn't know you well enough to ask. Plus I was afraid, cause I thought that you were pretty badass, and not in the holding hands.
Into the Nightcap here on CILU 102.7, bringing you some indie rock for your Monday nights, along with a plethora of other genres. And that last one there, a little bit, I kind of like to think of Hop Along as kind of a punkish, folkish type project. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's great music. That one was Sister Cities, which was a single from back in 2013, of course, by the band Hop Along. Before that, we had Veal with their song Skid. I believe that one's from their album in 1996. And started that block off with some Shotgun Jimmy with Late Last Year.
Yeah, so over that break, I didn't find anything new about Shotgun Jimmy. But hey, I like that song. And that song by Veal, 3 weeks ago, we played some Veal for the first time, and that was also the first time I had ever heard of them. It's a Vancouver band that moved to Toronto. Coming up soon, we're going to play some Jeff Rosenstock, and that was also 3 weeks ago we played some of that. And my mind might be going in cycles a little bit with this stuff, but it's good tunes, you know? That's how it is. I almost, when I was trying to put the show together, because I live with the other co-host of The Roundup, he's been saying, hey, Google, play on Spotify, which ends up playing on my Spotify. So I've got this whole mix of just like country blues that I almost wanted to start this show with some like Coulter Wall and be like, and welcome everybody to The Roundup on CILU 102.7. But hey, like I feel like I can't take over the genre of your guys' other show, but I like the blues too, man. Maybe I'm going to have to just do a couple of shout outs as you're recording.
Oh, we might have to. We can definitely do a bluesy episode of the Nightcap. I find sometimes when we used to just have the Nightcap, I'd play a gamut of genres. But like, even the new Bahamas album to me is country enough to put on the Roundup.
No, it is.
But it's definitely kind of, but it's definitely indie rock enough for this show too.
Yeah. So COVID's crazy. Connor's back in Winnipeg, obviously. Off of one of his rotations, as you can tell by the wonderful clarity of our voices here. We've got this great internet connection, so it's good, but things are wild again. I think we're all moving back into stage
code red, according to Manitoba.
Code red Manitoba, second wave, everything. Everybody's just got to kind of do their part. But I talked to my parents the other day, and they're trying to talk about Christmas, and I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't know if I want to like fly into Toronto or something like that. I can't quarantine. And I realized, you know, this year is so different than anything else that we've ever had, that it's like these big holidays, like, let's just kind of forget a little bit about them. Like we can celebrate things another time. And I told them, you know what, even if like I might just hunker down here in T-Bay, wonderful place, go cut down a tree illegally and put it in my I'm kidding. In my little apartment.
You can still celebrate things, yeah, even if it has to be in your own way, like cutting down a Christmas tree and making it your own. Or for me on Halloween, me and my partner dressed up and we watched E.T. together, which was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah, man. I saw the photos of that. That was an awesome costume she had. What was that? That was...
She dressed up as Orville Peck.
See, it works with the mask. Like, people are getting really creative this year. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's great that people are able to celebrate Halloween, even if we can't do the typical Halloween party or trick-or-treating this year. I like that people are still carving pumpkins and getting in the festive spirit no matter which way they can. And I think it's time to play an artist who I know a little bit more better as a producer than I know as an artist. I know he produced two albums by the Smith Street Band, which are both excellent albums. But he's a acclaimed solo artist in his own right and with his band Bomb the Music Industry. So without further ado, here's Jeff Rosenstock with the song Teenager on CILU 102.7.
Silent, salt and dirty snow. Blue glow from the TV again. curtains never open, faces never show. And every night they play the same song to the same offbeat believers. And everyone is singing along, wearing blue black eyes, wearing dead man neckties. Clock stop at the corner of our little show. On a washroom stall, there's always more than one last call, calling you. Oh, you got blue eyes, oh, you got green eyes, oh, you got gray eyes. Oh, you got blue eyes, oh, you got green eyes, oh, you got gray eyes. Oh, you got blue eyes, oh, you got green eyes, oh, you got gray eyes. Oh, you got blue eyes, oh, you got green eyes, oh, you got gray eyes. We'll be right back.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. You just heard Beach Slang with Younger Us, and that's a cover, of course. They released that in 2016 and cover of Pandroid's song. For that, we had the Weaker Thans with Wellington Wednesdays, and we opened up this block with some Jeff Rosenstock with Teenager.
Yeah, it's been a super fun show so far. I'm enjoying all the covers and alternate versions of songs that we've heard, and gonna bring you into some new stuff right away with this next block. We got three new songs all by Southern Ontario bands, and we're gonna start it off with a song from the new Puppy EP called Nothing Changes, and their latest EP came out just about a week and a half ago. It's called This Place Sucks Ass, and forgive me, Sean, if I can't say this on the radio, but I've already said it.
What, ass?
Yeah, that's yeah, you can say it. I was told it was a swear word when I was a child, and I wasn't allowed to say it.
So no, I wasn't either. I'm still
learning to process this new reality where you can say that word. You can say ass on the radio. Anyways, I guess if the Dirty Nil came out with a donkey-themed album, we'd be saying that in the title, but of course, we're going to be, that's not their, the title of their new album, and we're also going to be playing some Dirty Nil and some OBGMs after we get through this next song by Pup. But to kick off this next block from their EP, This Place Sucks Ass, it's Nothing Changes by Pup on CILU 102.7. We'll be right back.
is long and all the words are wrong. Put the recorder on and I'll begin again. I just need a quiet lull, some books and alcohol to get me through the night, then I'll begin again.
Just stop.
CILU 102.7. That last one there, Blunt Force Concussions, was the new one by Dirty Nil. And I actually looked up what the new album title is called by the Dirty Nil, and it's something that we can't necessarily say on air. It's actually more profane than the word ass, so I digress. The single Blunt Force Concussion by the Dirty Nil is taken off their album F Art. And it comes out right near the New Year, I think either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, I forget which one.
Nice.
So, yeah, something to celebrate with, even if you have to celebrate alone, just put on the Dirty Nil record. Before that, we had All My Friends, and that one was from the new album by the OBGMs, which just came out this Friday. Up-and-coming punk band from Toronto, and haven't listened to the whole album yet, but I've listened to the first half of it. It's a lot of bangers. I quite enjoyed it, and I hope you do too if you end up checking it out. And that last one there actually sounded a little bit like Pup, which we played at the start of that last block there with mm-hmm. Nothing Changes.
Yeah, speaking of New Year's, I don't know, pretty much like what my comments were with Christmas. At this point, I'm just so over everything. It's just like, okay, guys, we all understand what's happening. Like, let's just skip it. Who cares? Don't make a big deal about anything. Like, everything is what it is. It's how we're living life. Let's just, like, push through. It's a garbage, like, it's the new, I'm so tired of the word, the new normal, but, like, it's the new whatever. It's going to be a garbage year. We got a garbage fire country below us doing garbage fire things. They have an election coming up. We'll see what happens.
Let's hope that I do have some hope that they'll get a new president. I think the will of the people down there is that they want a new president, and Donald Trump just wants to win it by making sure as many people who vote against him have their votes invalidated, and that's kind of his strategy, unfortunately.
No, that's what I meant. I didn't mean garbage fire country. I mean, it's like a garbage fire going down there. I'm not denigrating the entire population of the United States of America. That's not what I meant to say there. Oh, gosh, just clarify that one there. But, yeah, the election's coming up for them. That's going to be wild. I think that's probably an event for all of us to kind of watch and maybe have a beer and just see how that unfolds. It's kind of like we just, like, it affects us. It's going to affect us here in Canada, but, like, kind of just grab the popcorn and watch what's happening.
I truly do wish for a future for all the people down there that would benefit by someone other than Trump leading them, because Trump doesn't seem to really look out for anyone other than his rich friends, basically. And
yeah.
Anyways, about that, we're gonna play maybe a good luck. We dedicate the song here for a good luck song here for Biden.
Oh.
I don't funny. Know if I'm supposed to do
what
any political.
What a like perfect segue with this here. We've got the one coming from the Menzingers next.
From the new Menzingers album. Well, new as in it came out last fall. America, you're freaking me out on CILU 102.7.
Streets. tired of having boring conversations. I'd rather be all by myself than be part of the scene they're cultivating. The world is really wearing down my patience.